Good morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1, and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day, when she's not threatening to leave me, to become the official duster of the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh, oh.
Alexis Thompson.
Bye. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Boy, the sting dong diludios.
That's right.
See.
You got to keep that wheel looking good, Lex. No smudges or anything.
Gosh, yeah. And that would be, what do you work for, 3 months? I can dust for 3 months straight.
Right?
Not a problem.
Put that Swiffer in my hand.
Oh, my gosh. It will be in paradise, right? Don't they?
Right?
Well, I guess for some of
they
the
move around, yeah.
Some of the special, very special episodes, you know.
Disney and Hawaii and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I can dust.
Yeah. Good morning, all of you. It is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your life. Welcome to midweek. Welcome to Administrative Professionals Day. Ooh. Welcome to Denim Day. So wear some jeans. Welcome to International Guide Dog Day. Welcome to Noise Awareness Day. So this right here is noise. Please be aware of it. Welcome to New Kids on the Block Day.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So today, step by step.
We're celebrating.
Think of the new kids tonight as well. See what I did there?
Nope.
Thank you.
But
welcome to Stop Food Waste Day, World Day for Laboratory Animals Awareness, and welcome to your coffee. Cheers. Cheers, everybody. Cheers to all of you listening.
Cheers.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
That's right, Johnny. Wake up and smell the coffee. Anything else, Johnny?
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Not always, Johnny. Not always. Don't mean to counter you first thing in the morning. But yeah. Anyway.
Mm.
Lex. So
yeah,
I'm sitting in my house, and it's a little loud in my home. I'll tell you why later. But through the television, through the dogs playing,
yes,
through Colin talking to me about travel.
Mm-hmm. Were you listening?
No. Through all of that, Lex.
Yes.
I put my ear due east.
Oh, my gosh.
And what did I hear? I heard a Puerto Rican man. Now, Holly, I don't know from where you were.
From north of the metro. Yeah,
thank you. North. I shouldn't have said east. I put my ear due north, and I heard a Puerto Rican man screaming. Holly,
howling.
I know you're a little south of me. Did you hear any strange noises last night in your home?
You know, I thought that maybe we were doing a tornado drill again, unannounced. But in fact, I did check the news and I was like, no, that's not the case.
No.
It is off in the distance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It is on El Toro.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Talk to
us. My husband, very, very happy. The Wolves won again. They beat the Suns. They're 2-0. And I can just imagine what Target Center was like.
Oh.
So I bet you heard it from both ends, north and south. Well,
is the
stadium south of you? Let me think,
Lex. I'm in the North Loop, so it would be...
A little southwest, right?
A little southwest of me, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Probably heard cheering all around you then.
Well, I did see, and it was really sweet. I love this, whether it's the Twins or even the Vikings. I love in my neighborhood when I was taking Milo out every 45 minutes. Again, I'll get to that later. I loved seeing people around the neighborhood, you know, walking to the stadium in their jerseys, and they're all excited. There's a fun energy downtown that just made me very, very happy. I loved it.
Yes.
I loved it. Yeah.
Oh,
so tell me
fun.
About the
it's
game.
Big time. Well, okay. So the game itself, I didn't watch. I just heard
I'm sorry,
the cheering.
Sweetheart. Oh, my God.
No,
I'm sorry,
no.
Sweetie.
I'm just saying they won.
Yeah.
So in the end, you know, I could hear the cheers and everyone just going wild as they do. I could just hear my husband screaming. So, you know, that was enough.
Were you busy with Emily's list?
Absolutely. My mom.
I knew it.
Oh, we're going to be meal planning, which is just fabulous because, you know, I get all the Filipino food that she's like, what do you want to make? And so we got all the ingredients for that yesterday. And of course, the cleaning and just getting together. I'm so grateful. But in the moment, you're just like, oh, man. Yeah. Okay, here we go again. She's like, we can't sit. We got to keep moving. Oh, she's got Emily. More energy at 70 than I do.
Right?
So, yeah. And, you know, we have, you know, the finite time together. So you want to capitalize on everything. So we're just going through it all. And it feels fantastic because so many parts of my life, you know, you just, once you start purging and reorganizing things in your brain, things become clear, you know?
Oh,
I know that sounds very meta.
You are doing some feng shui.
Yes.
And reorganizing.
Yes.
And getting rid of the things that no longer serve you energetically. Oh, get rid of those crusty undies.
Yes, and having a four-year-old with toys and clothes he's grown out of and things that, you know, oh, I'll keep this for so-and-so. And it's like, but I haven't given it to them yet. So, you know, so yes, there's just a ton of that happening right now, and I'm so happy. It feels just very like, whew. And
do you feel
all different parts of life? You know, you start thinking about, well, this clears me up to do this. And, oh, I haven't talked to this person in a while. Let me reach out, you know? So anyway, yeah. Do you always know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
It feels so good.
You know how it feels like sometimes when you go through, this is not a perfect analogy, so I apologize in advance. But you know how it feels like when you go through your phone and you get rid of like old text messages or old, you clear out photos or your cache.
The digital purge.
The digital purge or, you just clear and you have extra hard drive space.
Yes.
It's you have more hard drive space left.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
You have a lot.
I'm very excited. And, yeah. So anyway, so that's what's happening. I could hear the cheers. I know that they won. The exact details of it, I'm so sorry. But for the Timberwolves fans, I'm sure you know all about it.
I was asking just for all of us.
Just because. Oh, yeah.
I really didn't. Yeah. But yeah.
It was a good close game. It was 105-93. So that's a good sign.
Right? Okay. Anyway.
The other thing to note in relation to the Timberwolves.
Touche, dear friend. Touche. The other thing, what I'm sorry, sweetie.
Oh, the other thing to note in terms of the Timberwolves is, you know, there's an ownership dispute going on right now.
Yeah.
And they're set for mediation starting May 1st. So we'll see what happens. And man, that mediator, I'm so curious to see the procedure, how they go about this. But anyway, that's happening too. So,
oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens with that. That's a whole little dark cloud.
Mm.
Yeah, because, well, now they're doing really well. That price just went up, girl. They ain't discounted goods. They ain't a purse at TJ Maxx.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They're not Maxxinistas, is what you're saying.
No, they're not. Yeah, the little hooks in there. They're not saving for later. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No.
And if this is any indication, on Friday night, Holly and I went to the Big Brothers Big Sisters Gala.
You guys are beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. It was super fun. And it was at the Depot, and they, you know, did a live auction.
Yeah.
And there were two sports-related live auctions. One was for, 25 people in a twin suite?
Yes.
And the other one was 12 people at a Timberwolves suite. And the Timberwolves one sold for like 4 or 5 times the twins one.
Yeah.
So even in that little instance, imagine extrapolating that is happening. That example for everything Timberwolves right now.
Right. And that auction item was for a game for next season.
It wasn't even a playoff game.
These were for playoffs or whatever. This was just a regular old game sometime next year.
That's right.
Oh.
Wild.
They're on fire, man. That's great.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Go Minnesota Sports. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. The women's sports have been carrying us for a while.
Oh,
come
they
on.
Have.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Gotta throw that out there. Not enough people say that, but the only thing that I saw, because I loved him and I had a crush on him. And anytime I worked in news, anytime Mark Rosen, because I worked at CCO at the time, would interview him, I got very excited. And I'm talking about Wally Szczerbiak. And
oh, they took, right.
And Wally was there and they gave him a rousing welcome.
Oh.
And he, because Wally was very, I don't know what he's like now. I'm sure he's the same. Wally was very nice every time I would see him in our building. He said hello to everybody. And sometimes, you know, the sports guy, you know, because they get bothered a lot. They're usually shy. I don't like to say that they're cold, but because they're just shy. And people, yeah. You know, when you're the hottest person at the party and everybody wants a piece of you, you know what? I don't blame sometimes the athletes for kind of putting their head down and not high-fiving every single person that they come in contact with down a hallway. My point is, Wally did that. And I'm sure there were times when Wally didn't want to do that when he was coming in for an interview. And I just
Yeah,
20, my 20s era, Jason, has very good memories. And 30-year-old has good memories of Wally Szczerbiak. I just thought he was a very good man. He was very sweet to everybody.
Yeah, he has a great reputation in that way, yes. For sure.
Yeah, he was so, I that's the only clip I saw, Lex, of the Timberwolves last night with Wally. Yeah.
Oh, the other cute thing that happened too, you know, Anthony Edwards, you know, our best player, and Kat, of course, too, and others, but so Kevin Durant plays for the Suns, and that's his favorite player. So beating him for game two, I'm sure that was just wow. But also on the first game, he met Adrian Peterson, who was his childhood idol, you know, Vikings legend.
Yeah.
They met in the locker room and traded jerseys and all of that. So that was another thing that was super fun to see. And I know on how my husband was stoked about that, too. So.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, yeah, just some really good stories that are coming out of the team. I mean, other than the mediation, but you know what I'm saying.
Lulu, when's the next game, do you know?
They're in Phoenix now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Gosh, I just saw it and I clicked out of it.
Holly and I want to watch it. I'm going to have Holly over. We're going to put on a chicken and we're going to watch it.
Absolutely. You guys should totally.
I'm going to put on all my merch and bring my foam finger over.
Okay.
It's Friday. They play Friday. Perfect. In Phoenix for game three.
Go Wolves. When we come back, a very weird day. Started with a weird fast food experience and ended with two dogs running around my house for about 3 hours straight when we return.
Hello. It's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And do you want to manage your money the smart way? You're smart, right? Well, here's what you do. You open a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. I did that a few weeks ago, and it couldn't have been easier. I made my appointment online, and I stopped by in person at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. They're all across the metro. I went to the one in St. Paul, and now managing my money the smart way with Royal's Smart Checking. It's smart because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, now I got access to a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Are you ready to manage your money the smart way? If you are, join Royal Credit Union today. Go to rcu.org to open your account online or make that in-person appointment. That's rcu.org or mytalk1071.com. Keyword, Royal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. So yesterday I picked up the child. I picked up Milo, our new boxer puppy, 10 weeks old. And I looked at the sheet. I looked at his birth records. He was born on Valentine's Day. How sweet is that?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Aww. Finally, a reason to like that. Finally, a reason to like that horrible holiday. Anyway, other than our sad song of Palooza. Anyway, Milo has been, I picked him up last Monday from Wisconsin, but he's been at Grandma Dar's unaccredited potty training academy. It's unaccredited for the past week. And I picked him up yesterday after the talk show. Bless my mom's heart. She started crying a little bit. I'm like, Mom, I'm coming back. You're going to see the puppy, love. Don't worry. You know, anyway, it was very sweet. But we get him home and, you know, I'd already introduced him officially to Mr. Big, our almost 9-year-old Frenchie, the day we got him. But then the next day he was gone. He went to my mom's to start puppy, to start potty training. Anyway, so I brought him back yesterday and I'm not kidding. The look on Big's face when I walked in the door holding him. He went his ears because he stands up on top of the couch when I come home and his little Frenchy ears are at attention. And I walk in and he just, you know, he stands up from the couch and he's looking at me and he's usually happy. The minute he saw what I was holding, you know how like a humpback whale's fin falls in captivity?
Yes.
Biggie's ears just went, wah, wah, wah. Aww. He's like, okay. Yeah. What is that? I thought you got rid of that. I thought that these are all what I interpreted as Biggie's faces. I thought you got rid of that. I thought that was temporary. I thought that was a joke. That I thought that's yeah. All the thought bubbles above my French bulldog's head.
He was here for one visit.
Right, Lex? He's back? Like, okay. And then I think it sat in even more. So I put him down. And in the week that he's been at Grandma Dar's, the little shy puppy that I picked up from Curtis, Wisconsin, is no more. We now own a baby velociraptor. Oh. We now own a baby velociraptor.
Oh, the needle teeth phase is here.
The needle teeth phase, and Alexis and Holly, he has found his voice. My little Milo has found his voice, and it is very loud. His voice. Now, I'm going to put the audio up here. This is Biggie started getting into him about 2 hours in. Biggie jumped on the couch to get height. That's all Biggie wants is to appear bigger. So I'm on the couch. I had Biggie up and then he was looking down on Milo. When that dynamic happened, girl, Biggie was all about playing. But Biggie just wanted to be a little taller than he was. So you can hear.
Oh my gosh.
All of those
Which
noises are the
yeah.
puppy. Biggie's not making.
Oh, Biggie's. Oh.
Those are all the puppy. Biggie didn't make one single noise. And at one point, he did kind of look at me as Katie Kane, you know, like, Mom, like, Dad, save me. Like, okay, I'm done. So I separated him and, you know, kept him on a little leash. Don't worry, Katie Kane. I protected Big from the puppy. But it went well. Overall, it went well. They both pooped out at the same time. And let me tell you, though accredited and not official, sanctioned by the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Dar's Puppy Training, Potty Training Academy. I left a Yelp review, 4 stars. 4 stars. That dog
out
returned
of four
to
or
me.
Out of 5 stars.
Out of 4.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That dog, the minute I put him down on in our condo pee area, we say potty and he pees instantly.
Oh, go yay! Dar.
Go Dar.
Go Milo.
Right?
Oh, that's so sweet.
We'll be back. Stay with us, everyone.
everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Aww.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That number is no longer in service, by the way. Yeah. If you want to cry, just turn on Lester Holt. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I have an easy way for you to cry. Welcome back, everybody. It doesn't cost a thing. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk. Yeah, that's a real thing, by the way. That's from the 80s. That was a real 1-900 number. Yeah.
What was on the other end of the 1-900 number?
I don't know. And I looked in the comments and no one remembers. They don't know if it was a story or something, but no one remembers what was on the other end or what they were all crying about. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Coming up in a little bit, Alexis is going to tell you the Twin Cities is vying for a big event. We'll tell you what that is in just a second. But I did tease the other half of this, so I just want to wrap this up. The day started when I went down to pick up the dog from my mother. And I won't say where, because these people were just doing the best they could. But I had probably one of the weirdest fast food experiences I have had in the last 5 years. Not in my whole life, but just weird.
Wow.
I felt like I was in either a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, or I was in Veep, or I was in some sort of weird sitcom.
Called the 1-900 cry number.
Yeah, it was just, cool. Bless my mom's heart, when I called her and I said, hey, I'm on my way, because I told her we were going to take her out for dinner and do all this stuff to thank her and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, you don't have to do any of that, but could you just do me a favor today? I go, of course. What do you need? She goes, could you just stop by, like, either make, she said two different fast food joints. And I go, yeah, of course I could. I said, so I called Colin because I'm already on the road. And I go, hey, Colin, do me a favor. I can't type. Tell me where a blank or a blank is on the way to my mom's. So we found one. So I go to a blank or a blank that I've never been to before. And I walk in and there is a woman. I really hope I do this. I'm not going here. Let me just take care of my own expectations. I'm not going to do this justice. But there was a woman who it looks like she had been there for many, many years. Probably had a bad day, or she's called the 1-900 cry number a lot. Mm-hmm. She's working the fry area, and there isn't a lot of direction happening at this fast food restaurant. And what I'm telling you is no one that's walking in knows quite where to stand. And then no one's quite sure. Did you order already? Oh, you did. Okay. So you're over there. Okay. So there's not a lot of communication going on. Okay. So I walk in and there are stanchions. There is kind of like a serpentine. There's a queue, but you don't know if the queue is for like a pickup or mobile pickup, and you don't know. So I'm standing there and Fry Woman, we'll call her Fanny, Fanny the Fry Woman, Lex Holly, she looks, I'm just standing there not quite knowing what to do. So I'm not completely up at the counter, but I'm not far away from the counter. I'm kind of in purgatory. I'm just kind of standing in the middle, hoping someone will acknowledge so they can direct me to where to go properly. She's sitting there at the fry area and she's leaning on it. She turns around and it's like a Wasowski. It's like the woman from Monsters, Inc. You know, Wasowski. She turns around and she looks at me and she goes, well, and I touched my chest and go, excuse me, like sweetly. Like I'm not mad. I go, because I didn't hear her. I go, yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me. And she goes, well, I said, I go, well, what? She's,
what do you want?
Did you, she goes, did you order? And I go, oh, and then I got all flustered. I was like, because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, does she mean like, did I mobile order or whatever? And I go, no, I just walked in. She goes, yeah, I can see that.
She's not wrong.
And I got to tell you, normally this would, like, she would irritate me or I would be like, girl.
Not today.
Not today, Satan. But for whatever reason, she tickled me pink. Like, I couldn't be mad at her. She's probably having a bad day. She probably doesn't want to be at work. She's probably, you know, they're not paying her what she, you know, and all these things. I had nothing but love for her because she was so sassy. And I looked at her, I go, yeah. I said, do I order from you? And she goes, that's why I asked.
So she's doing all the jobs? Is that what's happening?
That's problem number two. Everybody is moving like turtle sex. Mm. No, there is no sense of her. And when I pull in to blank, the drive-through line is so long that then I had made the decision to go in.
Yeah, that was going to be my first question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because I thought, oh, this is going to be quicker. Oh, girl, I completely miscalculated. I go in. Now, look, and let me also acknowledge, it is like 12. It's almost 1.
That's prime time.
It's prime time. And I'll say it again. These people, I ain't blaming none of them. I'm just laughing at the fact. So I'm standing there and I go, okay, I'll order. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I did my order. So then I stand back and I said hello to someone that listens to our show. No joke. Like, can we get a selfie? I go, sure, you know. And fry woman, I overhear her talking to herself. And she goes back to the fry area because there's no one at the counter right now. And she's like putting salt. Lex Holly, I hear her go, I hear her say to herself, who the hell is that? Like talking to herself. Like, who? Because she's watching this guy take a picture with me. Who the hell is that? And she's so irritated. Like, she's irritated that I'm even like there, like that she's irritated about life in general. So smile and I couldn't stop. I loved her. Like, I just couldn't get enough of her. So then these construction people came in and there was a woman and three guys and they come up and like me, they don't know where to stand. So they're in purgatory too.
Oh no.
And one of them starts to go into the serpentine, but the other three don't. But the woman stops halfway through the serpentine and fry woman Fanny looks at her. Now, radio friends, I'm going to gesture to Alexis and Holly and I'm going to try to describe what the woman doesn't see Fanny. The woman is looking up at the menu, so she doesn't see the gestures that Fanny's making. Fanny's making this gesture of like, oh. Are you gonna move or like pointing at the woman?
Shoulders
like
you're up, eyes like, bulging, like hands in the air.
Like, come on, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna follow through the queue? You just gonna stand there?
Wow, she had really had enough.
Girl,
at least you know it wasn't you.
Yeah,
this all happened. So no joke, I was probably in there for close to 20 minutes. And that's no exaggeration.
Wow.
Like waiting, ordering, dealing with Fanny.
And did Dar say it was any good?
Dar said it was delicious.
Oh, okay, good.
Yay!
And Dar said it was delicious.
Okay, good, good.
And let me tell you, other than Fanny, who I didn't even care, the gentleman that helped me was so nice. There was a manager came out or something, and he looked at my order. I knew it was my bag, and I had ordered four of something, and so that Dar would have leftovers. And the guy that's helping me grabs the bag, and the manager goes, wait a minute. One of those sandwiches is like an upgrade sandwich. And the guy that's helping me goes, that dude has been waiting like 15 minutes. I don't care if it's an upgrade. He's getting it. And the manager goes, well, you're just going to gum up the system. I'm like,
oh my gosh,
this is like a set. Like I'm watching all, I could have stayed there.
What is an upgrade
around.
Sandwich? Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
An extra patty or extra cheese or something?
More meat.
Okay.
Like a double, mm-hmm. a double.
Oh, okay. And, gotcha. And
it's a bigger version of what I had ordered my mother.
Uh-huh.
And he, the sweet man that he's like, we need to get this dude out of here. He's been here for like, meaning me. He's been here for like 15 minutes. So I am, as I'm walking out of the place, there's a sweet, beautiful white haired woman. Looks like she just came fresh from Bridge Club. She innocently walks in the restaurant and I look at her and I go, FYI, it's going to be a while.
Turn around.
Yeah.
She might have time. You know?
She goes, yeah, I know. Like she, I think she's been there a lot. Yeah.
She's a regular. She's like, oh.
She's like, I'm going to socialize.
All I know is I want to come back here. I want to go back. I want to see Fry Fanny.
You want to go back there? Oh, I'm surprised, Jason.
Because Fanny cracked me up. I thought I was in my zero F era. She is in her major zero F era. She was annihilating everybody, and I was living for it.
Man, what is it like living in your zero F era, Jace?
Oh, my God. It's lovely. It's lovely.
Okay.
Like I told you. I was in San Diego with my friend Haley. Haley wanted me to put me in the back seat of her Ford Accord. I go, nope, I'm 6'1", not going to do it.
Not going to do it. You'd rather drive than be in the back, maybe, huh?
I said, I'm going to take an Uber. She was, Jason, you're not going to take an Uber. I go, Haley, I'm not getting in the back of your car. Yeah.
No space.
Oh, it's glorious. I have zero time anymore. I don't care. I'm trying to annihilate the people pleaser inside my soul. Anyway, there we go.
I love it. So, and it sounds like she's fully there too. Yeah. So maybe you recognize
Fanny?
Game, recognize oh. game. You know, is what I'm saying mm-hmm. here.
Fanny is likely in her 60s. Fanny, I would guess, has been in this era for over a decade.
Right.
She's seen it all.
She
did life. Screw this.
Oh God. Who the hell does he think he is? Who the hell is that?
You should be like, I'm Jason Matheson.
Oh,
yes.
My God, no.
You may recognize me from such places as television and on the radio. So if anybody knows Fanny in real life, please go ahead and send her the podcast when we're all said and done with this.
Exactly. Oh, God. It was so good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, wait till Alexis tells you what the Twin Cities is vying for.
I'm at rebath.com right now. They have a great blog. And one of their most recent blogs is about bathtub trends and inspiration for 2024, the National Kitchen and Bath Association. This is their annual report. And I'm looking at this. So one of them is home spas. Spacious tubs to soak the day away. Clean and contemporary freestanding tubs, they make a statement. Also, minor bathroom updates make a big impression. We're talking budget-friendly updates, like just changing the hardware and maybe some of the backsplashes, changing some of the metals and the finishes. Also on the list, renovate space with shower to tub conversions. Lots of that happening. If you need some more space or if you do want to just have that luxurious tub, you know, Rebath always on trend. If you're looking to make any changes in your bathroom, make sure you get Rebath to send a designer to you. Rebath.com. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel.
Oh, we're so glad you're here. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, where talk is fun.
Woohoo!
80% of the time. That's right.
Oh, isn't it more like 95% of the
time?
You're
right, Lex. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
let's hope at least.
Woo. Let's hope, yeah. Okay, Lex, I learned this from you, and then I went out searching. What's this?
Oh, from the grid. Well, last week, Holly told us about the Sundance Film Festival. They're looking for maybe a new home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I knew. Yeah,
that we knew. Right. Okay, well, it looks like Minneapolis is going to put in a bid. Wouldn't that be so awesome to have the Sundance Film Festival here?
Oh, my God.
It's normally in January in Park City, Utah, and they're just kind of toying around, exploring the idea of moving.
Yeah.
And now, that's not even for sure, but hey,
yeah,
see what your options are. You know, put yourself out there. Why not? And that's essentially what they're doing. And the Minneapolis City Council members got together. They formed a committee, and they all want this to happen. So they're coming together and figuring this out. You know, it would be a great venue. We have the art and entertainment community here. We have the reputation for hosting major events. So,
yeah, we have the screens, the facilities. You know, the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Fest, I believe, is coming up very soon if it's not happening already.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly. So, it's been 40 years that they've been in Park City, and, you know, I guess because it's also at the height of ski season, that there's been a lot of complaints in that town there from local businesses, which you'd think would be a good thing, right? Because there's a ton of people coming into the city, but I guess it's getting in the way of the ski season, which I guess that makes sense, too, if you're expecting people to come to ski and they're going to see films. But regardless, they may take that next step. Right now, they are accepting just like it's a two-step process. So you ask for information, which Minneapolis will do by May 1st. And then if Sundance wants to go the next step, because they want to see what the interest is, you know, it's like a request for a proposal kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then starting May 7th, they can start submitting. And it looks like we're going to go if we get the second round of it all. But
yeah, if we get past the first, yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
Oh, it makes a pretty good amount of sense for them to at least consider us.
Yes.
If they know anything about the area, to expand on just one point that you said, but it's a big point. We are the home we are second to New York in theater seats per capita. We yes. are an arts town. We just are. And I know some of the folks on the coast may not know that, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the Guthrie, and you look at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, and you look at, I mean, you can go on and all the small regional theaters around Penumbra and Mixed Blood. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
We have the facilities. We have, if you're looking for a similar winter environment so the stars can dress in fashionable winter gear, mm-hmm. hey, they can still do that here.
Yeah, put on your fuzzy boots and have a party.
That's right.
Yes. Now, this wouldn't happen until 2027, but okay. that still gives time to figure out, you know, infrastructure and how that would work here. But we already have, like you said, a very good one.
Yeah.
So, this will be real fun.
This would be great.
Mm-hmm.
You can host some parties in Stillwater and
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Holly, have you ever been to Sundance?
I have not been to Sundance, no.
Okay.
But this would make sense, you know, and logistically, you know, even picking a smaller town, and smaller in the sense that, you know, we're not New York or LA, because Park City is a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just get everyone together. Have a good time.
We get that cozy north vibe. Yes. Yeah. Hopefully they want still.
Oh, and the good thing about us is we would want it, so we would work hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would, and it would be great. It would be embraced. It's not a coinkydink that shows have started here, have previewed here. That's not by accident.
Mm-mm.
We have great audiences. You talk to any performer that comes from out of town to the Guthrie or the Orpheum or the Hennepin Theater, you talk to any of those actors, they always, and I, interview have over the years, and we have a good chunk of them, 90% of them will list the Twin Cities as one of their favorite stops. Not weather-wise, but audience-wise.
Oh, yeah.
We're
got it
always,
going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No joke. Always.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll make it to the second round, and if we do, we'll just push it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe we can take credit for this as well, huh?
Let's do it. Oh, like we did when Dunkin' Donuts returned.
Yes!
Yeah.
We're going to find Robert Redford's personal address, and we're going to go up to his door and offer some fresh baked cookies and be like, Mr. Redford,
right.
Would you please come to Minneapolis?
Is there Northern California?
Utah.
Carmel, I think. Oh, he's in Utah. He is in Utah now. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Guys.
Yes.
This is not a joke. Remember the story? You're going to think this is, I'm not kidding. Remember the story that I just told when Lex, you asked me what it's like in my Zero F era?
Yeah.
And I mentioned my trip to San Diego.
Yeah.
And Haley putting me in the Ford Accord or the Honda Accord. I was having dinner that day with Haley's aunt, who worked with Robert, was his number two at Sundance from the beginning up until she retired about 3 years ago.
So we have a direct connection.
She was Redford's number two. She's Haley's aunt. And had a lovely steak dinner with her. But yeah, I just thought of that.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, then we have connections.
Yeah, remember what? Oh, Lex, remember when I said that I had a couple moments in that trip that were revelatory. Remember I said that Haley left me with strangers for like 20 minutes? Like she vanished.
Oh, right.
She took a dog for a walk.
I think Colleen was here when you initially told the story, missed this part. No, you did. Yeah, so what happened?
Haley left me. She went to walk her aunt's dog.
Okay.
But she was gone for like 20 to 30 minutes. And Haley didn't even really do main introductions. And I'm sitting in this house with three of her relatives that I had never met. And I'm like, and you know how socially awkward I am. And I started to get true anxiety. When Haley returned, I pulled her aside and I was blunt. I go, Haley, I did not appreciate that. And Haley did not get defensive. Haley apologized, but I nipped it right in the bud. And a year ago, I would have just pouted and would have shut down, and I wouldn't have dealt with it. And I dealt with it right then. I'm like, I did not appreciate that. I don't deal well in those situations. Please don't put me in those situations. One of the women she left me with was her aunt.
Was the aunt.
I ended up really enjoying as the night went on. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
Girl.
Full circle.
I'm emailing her. Talk to Redford.
Absolutely.
Come to Minneapolis!
2027!
Yeah. When we come back, a store from your teenage past is closing. Holly has that. Plus,